In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. I come to you this evening, at least at this moment of the evening, not as Father Adam, but as Melito of Sardis, the second century bishop of a town on the Aegean coast of what is now Turkey. He was a Jewish convert to the faith, and this is his Easter sermon, preached for the first time around the year 165. We call this night the Passover of the Lord, and rightly we should. On this night, as since ancient times, the scripture about the Hebrew exodus from Egypt has been read. You will recall how at that first Passover, a lamb was sacrificed and the people were saved. You will recall how the angel of death passed over Hebrew houses with the blood of the lamb painted on their doors, while he slew the firstborn of the Egyptians from Pharaoh's own house on down. Therefore, understand this, O beloved. The mystery of the Passover is new and old, eternal and temporal, corruptible and incorruptible, mortal and immortal, in this fashion. For the law is old, but the word is new. The sign is provisional, but grace is everlasting. The sheep is perishable, but the Lord, not broken as a lamb, but raised up as God, is imperishable. For though led to the slaughter like a sheep, he was no sheep. Though speechless as a lamb, neither yet was he a lamb. For there was once a sign, but now the reality has appeared. For instead of the lamb, there was a son. And instead of the sheep, a man. And in the man was Christ, in whom is contained all things. By these ancient signs we see Jesus Christ prefigured. Hear then what goes into making up this mystery. In the Greek, the word Passover, or paschein, is derived from to suffer, pathein. Therefore, learn who the suffering one is and who he is who suffers, along with the sufferer. Why indeed was the Lord present upon the earth? In order that having clothed himself with the one who suffers, he might lift him up to the heights of heaven. In the beginning, when God made heaven and earth and everything in them through his word, he himself formed man from the earth and shared with that form his own breath. He himself placed him in paradise, and there our first parents lived most luxuriously. Then by way of command, God gave them this law: for your food you may eat from any tree, but you are not to eat from the tree of the one who knows good and evil. For on the day you eat from it, you most certainly will die. But man, who is by nature capable of receiving good and evil, welcomed the hostile and greedy counselor, that ancient serpent, the devil, and transgressed the command and disobeyed God. As a consequence, he was cast out into this world as a condemned man is cast into prison. And when he had fathered many children and had grown very old and had returned to the earth through having tasted of the tree, an inheritance was left behind by him for his children. Indeed, he left his children an inheritance not of chastity, but of unchastity, not of immortality, but of corruptibility, not of honor, but of dishonor, not of freedom, but of slavery, not of sovereignty, but of tyranny, not of life, but of death, not of salvation, but of destruction. And therefore, all flesh fell under the power of sin, and everybody under the dominion of death. For every soul was driven out of its house of flesh. Indeed, that which had been taken from the earth was dissolved again into the earth. And that which had been given from God was locked up in Hades. And that beautiful ordered arrangement, whereby a body made from the earth was united to a living spirit, was dissolved when the beautiful body was separated from the soul. Yes, man was divided up into parts by death. For this reason, therefore, the mystery of the Passover has been completed in the body of the Lord. Indeed, the Lord prearranged his own sufferings in the patriarchs and in the prophets and the whole people of God, giving his sanction to them through the law and the prophets. For that which was to exist in a new and grandiose fashion was pre-planned long in advance, in order that when it should finally come to be, one might attain to faith, because it had been predicted long ago. And what is more, if you pay attention to this type, you will see the real through its fulfillment. Accordingly, if you desire to see the mystery of the Lord, pay close attention to Abel, who was likewise put to death, to Isaac, who likewise was bound hand and foot, to Joseph, who likewise was sold, to Moses, who likewise was exposed, to David, who likewise was hunted down, to the prophets, who likewise suffered because they were the Lord's anointed. Pay close attention also to the one who was sacrificed as a sheep in the land of Egypt, to the one who smote Egypt and who saved Israel by his blood. For it was through the voice of prophecy that the mystery of the Lord was proclaimed. King David said, "Why were the nations haughty and the people concerned about nothing? The kings of the earth presented themselves, and the princes assembled themselves together against the Lord and against his anointed." And Jeremiah, "They plotted evil against me and said, 'Come, let us throw him a tree for his food, and let us exterminate him from the land of the living, so that his name will never be recalled.'" And Isaiah, "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb is silent in the presence of the one who shears it, he did not open his mouth." And indeed, there were many other things proclaimed by numerous prophets concerning the mystery of the Passover, which is Christ. When at last this one came from heaven to earth for the sake of the one who suffers, and had clothed himself with that very one through the womb of a virgin, and having come forth as man, he accepted the sufferings of the sufferer through his body, which was capable of suffering, and through his spirit, which cannot die, he slew the manslayer, death. This one is the Passover of our salvation. This one who patiently endured many things and many people. This is the one who was murdered in Abel and bound as a sacrifice in Isaac and exiled in Jacob and sold in Joseph and exposed in Moses and sacrificed in the Lamb and hunted down in David and dishonored in the prophets. This is the Lamb that was slain. This is the Lamb that was silent. This is the one who was murdered. Listen, all you families of the nations, and see. A strange murder has occurred in the middle of Jerusalem, the city of the law, the city of the Hebrews, the city of the prophets, and the city thought of as just. And who has been murdered? Who is the killer? I am ashamed to say, and I am obliged to tell. For if the murder took place by night, and if he was slaughtered in a deserted place, I might have been able to keep silent. Now in the middle of the street, and in the middle of the city, and in the middle of the day before the public gaze, the unjust murder of a just man has taken place. And thus he was lifted up upon the tree, and an inscription was fixed identifying the one who had been murdered. Who was he? It is painful to tell, but it is more dreadful not to tell. Therefore, hear and tremble because of him for whom the earth trembled. The one who hung the earth in space is himself hanged. The one who fixed the heavens in place is himself fixed in place. The one who firmly laid the foundation of all things is himself laid on a tree. The Lord is insulted. God has been murdered. The King of Israel has been destroyed by the right hand of Israel. Oh, mystifying murder. Oh, mystifying injustice. The master is obscured by his body exposed and is not held worthy of a cloak to shield him from view. For this reason, the sun turned away and the day was turned to darkness to hide the one naked on a tree, obscuring not the body of the Lord, but human eyes. For when the people did not tremble, the earth shook. When the people did not fear, the heavens were afraid. When the people did not rend their garments, the angels rent their own. When the people did not lament, the Lord thundered from heaven and the Most High gave a voice. But when the Lord had clothed himself with humanity and had suffered for the sake of the sufferer and had been bound for the sake of the imprisoned and had been judged for the sake of the condemned and buried for the sake of the one who was buried, he rose up again from the dead and mounted up the heights of heaven and cried aloud with his voice, "Who is he who contends with me? Let him stand in opposition to me. I set the condemned man free. I gave the dead man life. I raised up the one who had been entombed. Who is my opponent?" he says. "I am the Christ. I am the one who destroyed death and triumphed over the enemy and trampled Hades underfoot and bound the strong one and carried off the man to the heights of heaven. I," he says, "am the Christ. Therefore, come all families of men. You have been befouled by sins and receive the forgiveness of your sins. I am your forgiveness. I am the Passover of your salvation. I am the Lamb which was sacrificed for you. I am your ransom. I am your light. I am your Savior. I am your resurrection. I am your King. I am leading you up to the heights of heaven. I will show you the eternal Father. I will raise you up by my right hand. This is the one who made the heavens and the earth, and who in the beginning created man, who was proclaimed through the law and the prophets, who became man from the virgin, who was hanged upon a tree, who was buried in the earth, who was resurrected from the dead, who ascended to the heights of heaven, who sits at the right hand of the Father, who has authority to judge and to save everything, through whom the Father created everything, from the beginning of the world to the end of the age. This is the Alpha and the Omega. This is the beginning and the end, an indescribable beginning and an incomprehensible end. This is the Christ. This is the King. This is Jesus. This is the Commander. This is the Lord. This is the one who rose up from the dead. This is the one who sits at the right hand of the Father. He bears the Father and is born by the Father. To him be the glory and the power and the majesty forever and ever. Amen.